The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 620.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the CEO of CastBox, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Renee Wang. Renee, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks for having me here. I'm Renee, and really, it's really a big pleasure to be on the show. And I'm the founder and CEO of CastBox. CastBox is a third-party podcast app, and we support the Google Play, Apple Store, and also desktop. And now we have more than 20 million users from 175 countries. And also we can have found about 50 million episodes of content on CastBox. So our vision for CastBox here is to connect people with information wherever and wherever.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Renee, what's your cultural background?
So my cultural background, I was born in China, and I used to learn Chinese, and I grew up in China. For work, I used to work in Dublin, in Japan, in different countries. Yeah, this is my cultural background.
Thanks for sharing that. And Renee, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Yeah, my favorite self-confidence quote is like, actually it's a song by my favorite female artist. She says that, like, so, I can't speak that in English. It's called like, 琉璃易碎彩云碎,世间好事不坚摧. I mean, it's a Chinese word, but in English it means all the great things is easy to broken, and the bad things is always the great thing. So it means that when you meet like problems, we'll meet, you know, hard times, just accept that and also enjoy that as a great part of your life. And because all those things is temporary, and once you go through that, you will have your best result.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
I think my understanding of self-confidence is more like self-awareness. You know what you are good at. You know what you are bad at. You accept your disadvantage and you leverage your best of your advantage, and try to be humble and always be, you know, positive on all the bad things you have go through.
Thanks for sharing that great definition. And Renee, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Actually, I think it's a long journey. I mean, I think so far, I think I am quite confident compared to before. Especially I founded my own startup because, how to say that, during the journey of being a female founder and a female CEO, it is really, really hard. I mean, especially at the start days. So I think my self-confidence was discovered during the time I'm facing big problems. And for example, when I first founded the CastBox, I mean, it's really hard to find a partner with me. So that's why I continually to pitch, continually to convince other people to join me. And during this time, it's really, I mean, terrible being lonely in this really hard journey. But when we continually to pitch, continually, you know, to hold on, to consist what we want to do. And during this journey, I found, I'm getting a better and better version of myself. And I have the ability to conquer all the problems I met during the journey. I think this is like how we find the way of building my self-confidence and, you know, try to discover my self-confidence. Yeah, you know, doing the works, doing the problems, doing fixing the problem and solve problems.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I'm pretty sure it was, you know, difficult, especially as a female, especially, you know, an Asian female starting her own company. Sometimes they don't take you as seriously as, you know, a man because they don't feel like, oh, you're a woman, right? What can you bring to the table? But I'm glad you just kept on doing it no matter what, right? We all face hard times, and people don't remember that, right? They see all the glory, but they never realize the story behind it, like what you had to go through to, you know, be where you are today, how many times you had to pitch just to find someone to, you know, partner up with you. And, you know, because of you being able to face these big problems and realize, you know, you have the ability to conquer all these problems, what's your life been like now?
I think, like, as I mentioned, as a quote I just shared with the self-confidence, I think I accept that. I mean, fine. I mean, this is like, there's like two worlds, internal world and external world. I mean, I accept how external world looks like. I mean, it is just the way it works. But I also enjoyed my internal world. I know I'm getting better and better, little by little, every day. And I accept when external world, when people outside me see me as a, you know, giving my current result I already achieved. But I know internally I'm getting a better version of myself, you know, little by little every day. And I'm enjoying, you know, always feeling more confidence, always feeling, you know, more stronger. And also I'm very happy when I met some problem I cannot fix. I feel so terrible of myself. I feel that, you know, myself is not bold, not smart, and you know, not capability enough. So I also accept that part because it's also, you know, an aspect of myself. So yeah, this is like the way I'm thinking now. Yeah, always acceptable to all the good and bad things, all the internal and external differences. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. And I'm glad you're able to mention that because sometimes, you know, as women, we can't accept that. Sometimes we can't solve that problem. We feel like, yeah, like you mentioned, as a failure, right? Like, oh, we must be dumb because we can't solve it. But, you know, sometimes we just have to learn to let go and just accept it, like you mentioned. And, you know, when we can learn to accept it, it just feels a lot better and realize, okay, we can't solve everything, but, you know, maybe I can find someone else who do it, or maybe I can get back to it later and figure it out. But at the same time, you know, I am who I am. We forget that we've accomplished so much, but we focus on that one problem we can't solve. So I'm glad you're able to mention that, because not a lot of people, I'm sure a lot of people can feel that way too. You know, they can't do one thing, but they've accomplished so much. Like you've accomplished so much, but you feel bad when you can't solve one problem. So thanks for sharing that.
On additional to that, because as I mentioned, my major was psychology. From the psychology terminology, when they think about self-confidence, they always think, you know, was a matrix for people to build, to discover their self-confidence. I think basically there are four ways. First, if you want to feel very high level of self-confidence, there's like four ways. First is like your healthy, you know, levels. Physically, whether you are feeling good, whether you are in ill, whether you are in bad health condition. This is first one. The second one is how people judge you. I mean, what's other people comments on you? What the other people think of you? The third one is peer compare with peers. If there are certain people who, you know, besides you, but have similar ability as you, when they achieve really great achievement, you have certain feelings that, oh, I can achieve that as well. This is the third one. The fourth one is an achievement you already achieved, you already got, you already, you know, accomplished a certain levels of things. So I think these four aspects all help people to build a self-confidence. So basically, when, as you mentioned, when I feel uncomfortable, when I feel, you know, not that capability about what I'm doing, I just try to identify which the four aspects I just mentioned, which part is not good. Maybe because, oh, you know, I didn't sleep very well. I mean, oh, I haven't do exercise very, you know, very regular during the past week. So maybe it's not because of thing. Maybe not because myself is not good. Maybe it's just I'm in the process of, you know, healthy or physical, you know, condition is not the best of my best condition. So if you have that awareness, you understand why you feel uncomfortable, not feel very strong self-confidence. You feel like, okay, then I accept that. And then I can be, you know, fix that using this, you know, my methodologies. So this is my recommendation. Always, you know, understand that it's fine when you feel not confident. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned, you know, those four aspects, because, you know, we just forget to ask ourselves why we feel the way we feel. And then when we can find the reason to it, we feel a lot better. And, you know, we can move forward and figure out, you know, either how to become better or, you know, just be a little bit kinder to ourselves and say it's okay if we feel that way. You know, just feel the way you feel. And in the, you know, tomorrow's another day, right? We can always start over. So I really love the four aspects that you mentioned. And, you know, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out your work, or check out CastBox, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, I mean, you can simply download CastBox on Google Play or Apple Store, and also search CastBox on Facebook, Twitter, and we have all presence there. And also feel free to email me. My email was renee.wang@castbox.fm, and I'm very happy if I can be helpful to, you know, especially to female people who want to launch their own startup and they want any suggestions or any advices. I mean, I'm very flexible and I'm very eager to help, because as I mentioned, I have been go through the lonely journey about 3 years ago, and I have been becoming a little more confident on this path. But if I can share my experience, or like all these things can be useful to other female founders or female entrepreneurs, I would be really glad.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Renee, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Renee's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Renee today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.